You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 259.
You name it, you claim it, and suddenly,
I don't really deserve this much air, so I'm going to hold my breath so that other people can have more air. You know what a badass your inner critic is, right?
I say stop being a wussy and just do it.
I'm going to breathe a bunch of air today and save it up, because I may need some more air at a later date.
Emotions, any emotion, emotion, energy in motion, they need to move.
Hi, this is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and welcome. So we'd all like to be better about directing our destiny, wouldn't we all like to be more in control of our outcomes, more in control of everything that's coming to us that's good, whether it be wealth or relationships or success or health, all of those things. Well, guess what? We have the expert on directing your destiny here, because she is the author of Directing Your Destiny. Miss Jennifer Grace is here to help us get on track. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you here. So let's start right there. What does it mean to you to direct your destiny?
I think it's about getting really clear and really intentional about who you are and what you want to create. And then using some practices consistently to make that happen.
So what practices would you recommend? Let's pull some of those out.
I think first and foremost, you've got to get clear. You know, what kind of movie do you want to, you know, write, produce, direct, and star in 2017? And by utilizing very simple practices, like even just 10 minutes of meditation a day, 5 minutes of journaling, you know, I always say to my students, you always know. You have all the answers. And we have this, like, yak in our you always know GPS in our soul. But that voice of wisdom needs space to arrive. So a blank mind in meditation gives it space. A blank page in journaling gives it space. Because we distract. We never stop. So to create space for all that wisdom to come up, like, what is my purpose? What is the next best step in my direction? You know, let it flow up and out during times of going inward.
I understand exactly what you say, and I agree with you that really in the quiet time, even if you're just taking the dog for a walk, that's time that you're not doing. You can just let your mind wander and that's when the really good ideas come, it seems like, to me anyway. So you mentioned that the very first step is getting clear. What could our listeners do today to get more clear about what they want?
I think just even formulating 6 goals, you know, and I love to work with what's called the wheel of life and look at all the areas of your life, whether it's your health, romance, career, finances, spirituality, and just go around and kind of rate that area from a 0 to 10, 10 being the best. And anything that's 7 or below in your wheel of life, create a powerful intention. Like, I feel, you know, blessed that I am now in a healthy, conscious relationship, or I feel excited that I am now crystal clear in my life's purpose. So just start writing down, like, very clear intentions. You know, they did a very interesting study at Harvard. They had these graduates, 2 groups, one group to write down their goals and speak them daily, the other group just to verbalize them. And they followed them for 10 years. The ones that wrote them down and visited them regularly were 90% more accomplished than the group that just spoke them. So there's something to just writing things down.
Right. I totally understand what you mean. So you mentioned the Wheel of Life, the six areas. Do you want to give us those six areas as you see them?
Absolutely. And you know what? There's actually eight.
So, oh, eight. Okay.
Yeah. The first is health, looking at your exercise, your nutrition, overall well-being. Rate that 0 to 10. Then you would go on to living space. You know, how do you feel in your living space from a 0 to 10? Then family, looking at connection, communication, harmony. And this could be tricky, you know, because there's some people in your family you love and adore, and others you might want to strangle. So you kind of
no.
And then your career, you know, ask yourself, is the work that you're doing, is it serving your life's purpose? Finances, how happy are you with the income flowing in? Spirituality, how connected are you on your path? And then recreation and fun. Are you doing what you love? And whatever that is, if it's travel or dinner with friends or, you know, yoga. And then finally is romance. And, you know, if you're on what my friend Joanna Popper calls a hydatus, you are taking a break from Match.com, and it's all about you, right? And it's just self-love time. Then rate that accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. Romance doesn't have to include another person. It can be how much are you? I mean, I want to have a romantic date with me. I'm going to take me out for dinner, and I'm going to wine and dine me. That's nothing wrong with that. I love it. I'm going to read those back just in case everybody didn't catch them. Health, living space, family, career, finances, spirituality, recreation and fun, and romance, which we all love. It's fantastic. And so this is a nice practice. What you're saying is when you look through these areas, rate them from 0 to 10, and if you're 7 or below, you're really talking about create a powerful mantra for that particular area. So create a powerful mantra that really you can repeat and you can start stepping into, right?
Yep, because wherever you put your attention is where your power goes. So if you're waking up in the morning, putting your attention on fear, scarcity, the lack, that's where your power goes. This is an opportunity to write down what you're creating for yourself this year and then give your power to that.
Very nice. I love it. Very good. Awesome. We are talking to Jennifer Grace. You can find her, and actually she's got a nice free gift for everybody. If you go over to jennifergrace.com/future self, there is a really cool My Future Self meditation. You know, we love meditation, so you can grab that My Future Self meditation at jennifergrace.com/future self, all together. No space, that's, right? She is the author of Directing Your Destiny. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. We're going to check in with our live Facebook audience because we're over here live streaming every Tuesday and Thursday in the morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so we're going to check in, just make sure everything's coming through loud and clear. If you have any questions for Jennifer, give us a holler. We're going to be right back. And when I come back, I'm going to ask Jennifer, what's the first thing you should do today to start implementing this plan? How do you start moving towards your destiny right now? We'll be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only $1 a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. Welcome back. We're having a really nice conversation with Jennifer Grace. She is the author of Directing Your Destiny, and we have an URL here for you to check out. If you want to go touch base and connect with Jennifer, check her out at jennifergrace.com. Add that /future self, and you're going to get this really cool My Future Self meditation. Doesn't that sound great? I just love the title, My Future Self Meditation. We're all about meditation, so That just sounds awesome. JenniferGrace.com/futureself. Check it out. We've been talking about what it means to create your destiny, and Jennifer gave us a really good tool for getting clear on what you want, looking at those eight areas of life and getting clear and using mantras in the areas where you need to elevate and lift up a little bit. And so, Jennifer, let's say somebody's listening to this today, you know, and you're thinking like, yeah, okay, this is good and I get it. I want to improve those areas of my life that aren't a 10 yet. And so what could they do today? What practice could somebody start putting in play today that you think would improve the quality of their life and move them toward their dream?
Well, I always love to have Will and Grace by my side. Remember Grace, the 1990s TV show? So Will is the action, right? So you create this goal of what you want, and then you've got to pull in the will, the action, the tenacity, the perseverance. And Will can help you chunk it down. You know, it's like, what is it that you want to create? How are you going to do it? And the by when, giving yourself a deadline. So for me, when I wanted to write Directing Your Destiny, I had a declaration that I would be a Hay House published author. And I declared that before I had written one single word of the book that was living inside my head, but I declared it. And then I thought, well, I don't have time to write a book. So I thought I'm going to have to create the time. So I woke up every morning from 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. and I just wrote one page a day. And at the end of 4 months, I actually had a 50,000 word manuscript, my very first manuscript. So the what is write a book, the how is wake up from 5:30 to 6:30 a.m., and the by when, I gave myself a 4 month deadline. So I would chunk everything down with will, and then you're going to need grace. And grace comes in the most quietest of moments. When all the will is done and you have done everything, you put forth your action, and then you just let go. And you allow the universe to divinely guide you and put you at the right place at the right time. And it all comes together, this beautiful orchestrated moment. And for me, that was right when I finished my manuscript. I had called my ex-husband. I was really excited about it. And I said, kind of offhandedly, all I need to do is get it in the hands of Wayne Dyer. He was, you know, at that time, the largest published author on Hay House. And he goes, Wayne Dyer, we're going to see him next week. Apparently, his new wife had grown up next door to the Dyers in Boca Raton, and she was good friends with them. They were going to a charity event, and they invited me.
Oh, and great.
And I asked him to read my manuscript. He did. He gave me his home address in Maui. He, you know, a whole stream
awesome
of events.
Guy.
You know what? Because grace gives you opportunities all the time. And if you don't pull in the will, you're going to miss it. I mean, what if I had not woken up every single morning and written that manuscript? And then grace brings Wayne Dyer into the movie of my life. I would have had nothing to hand that man.
Will added grace. And what a wonderful guy. And I love that. It's almost like you're talking about birthing a baby and then letting go of the outcome. You just allow, like, don't hang on to how is this going to play out or when is this going to play out? Because look at the way it played out. You could have never predicted anyway.
Sure.
I mean, in a million years. It's just like if you let go, it comes to you. And in what a better, more interesting way. You got to dress up and go to an event. You got to go hang out with Wayne Dyer. I mean, come on. That's the best way that could play out. That's much better than anything you could have used by trying to make it happen or manifesting it, you know, like trying to create the scenario. So great example. I love that. Terrific advice. And I think what we'll do then, maybe you have a parting shot that you'd like to give the audience of what they could do today to start.
Yeah. I think just get clear first and then maybe get, I love to use these like colored 3x5 cards, these kinds of things. And then write down your goals and put it in the formula. I feel blank that I am now blank. So I feel excited that I am now financially free. I feel overjoyed that I am now in a healthy, conscious relationship. And use like 6 of these. Get up in the morning, do a little journaling, a little centering, a little meditation, and just read your cards every single day. And then create your action steps, you know, the how, the what, and the by when. Put it in your to-do list, have somebody hold you accountable, and then wait for grace to show up.
Thank you, Jennifer. It was great having you here. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. You get what she's saying, right? You understand that if you have an area where you feel like you'd like to bring it to a 10, you can start doing that today. Start thinking positively. Start talking about things in emotion. I feel blank. What are you feeling? How would you feel if you achieved what you wanted? It's really easy when you put together intentional action, right? Feeling good, taking action, moving toward, and then letting go of the outcome. Allow the plan to unfold in ways that surprise and delight you. And you can start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. Bye, everybody.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?